producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
A doctor in the house.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. I'm a doctor, not a mechanic. I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, we're doubling down on some advanced medicine. And I say that because I know it's not Veterans Day, but our first story is about military veterans. Obviously, a lot of folks are talking about terroristic issues, but the terroristic issue that they don't talk about are the vaccines. The vaccine terrorism on not only babies, kids, children, adolescents, and young adults, but also our elders and our veterans who have retired after serving in the military as the immune system of this country. And now we got word that the U.S. Senate has passed some form of legislation that would mandate vaccine compliance for military veterans. Dr. Batar, you got to be excited about that.
Well, you know, it's amazing that we first put these people into a bad situation in putting them into a combat situation, not with adequate weaponry and not with adequate protection. And then we further make them susceptible by giving them all these vaccines, and then when they come back, we don't treat them adequately. And the most appalling thing to me now, Robert, is that we're relying on the public sector to donate money to take care of the one population that has sacrificed more than any other population, and that is the soldiers. And instead of rewarding them, repaying them, and helping them in any way we can, the government basically deserts them, and now the public that's already paying taxes has to now put more money out to help the veterans. So, you know, that is the probably, as far as I'm concerned, the most not only underserviced but disserviced population subsegment in our society, the soldier.
Well, they're practically discarded. And think about what you know about what the VA is allowed to offer. Again, we're not indicting every doctor in the VA, but my goodness, if you know the limitations of what they can even offer, how much of those methods and medicines are even what the veterans need?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's actually interesting. I had a meeting yesterday on Sunday with a soldier who is now the director of a nonprofit organization, himself was on 30 different medications, had all sorts of vaccines, had served in Iraq on multiple tours, and he's now on no medication, and he's gone through a pretty interesting protocol. They actually are, you know, we're getting soldiers coming through. In fact, we've got 8 soldiers with closed head injuries, traumatic brain injuries that we're treating right now, that this week, in fact, they're starting, and it's very interesting that they've gotten some foothold in Congress. They've raised in excess of $40 million nonprofit, you know, through the public sector, and they're doing good work. But here's the amazing thing. They've shown improvement in the vast majority, like 85%. Now, they don't know anything about heavy metals. They don't know anything about vaccine injuries. They're you know, getting very excited because of what we're doing, and they've done certain types of treatments like hyperbarics, and there's a couple of treatments that they've done that are effective, but not in everybody, especially if you've got a oxidative injury type situation going on. They've done some stuff with people with amputations that are now unable to walk, but creating these mobile vehicles so they can go hunting and fishing, you know, just to give them a quality of life type thing. So they're oriented in the right direction, but when I was talking to them, I was amazed how much money they had raised from the public sector. But guess who the biggest opposition is to make this congressionally passed so that all soldiers get these benefits? Guess who the biggest opponent to this nonprofit who has shown success clinically in improving the condition and functionality of these soldiers with traumatic brain injuries that have come back, guess what the biggest opponent is?
Are we talking, Dr. Bittar, an individual or a group, a corporation? What are we talking about in opposition?
All of the above.
All of the above.
Yeah. Who would you think would be the greatest opponent of a group that has shown initiative, nonprofit, taken money from the public sector, raised money themselves, proven clinically that there's benefit?
Uh-huh.
Who would you think, let me make it easier, who would you think would be the most vested in getting this out to all the soldiers?
Well, I think the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Exactly. And guess who their biggest opponent is? VA.
The VA opposes the successful treatments outside of their purview, I guess, huh? They're worried about losing budget instead of embracing this?
More than likely, that's what the motivation is. This usually comes down to money. But basically, they are the biggest opposition because they don't want this funded. And more than likely, it's because they don't want to fund it because it's going to be cut out of their budget or it'll be diverting some of their budget. But that's how sick our society is when it comes to those that are in charge of making these types of critical decisions. And you've got a group here. I mean, you've got the U.S. Congress that has now had hearings, and this group has shown the proof. They've shown the improvement in functionality. They're doing it on their own, and they're now asking. All they're asking is, hey, part of the budget from the VA should be shifted here. We're doing it privately, but here's a protocol that works. It should be used because it's already been shown to work. Nope, they're fighting it.
It's a turf war, and of course, the turf that is being tread upon is the soldier. Is the veteran.
Right.
They're just stepping all over them.
Not just a soldier, Robert, an injured soldier who's already sacrificed.
Listen, it's disgusting to say the least, but we see that the growing bureaucratic oligarchy, of which the VA is part of it, it becomes a cancer, and it really only wants to do is devour anything that would divert its food supply. It looks to engulf and devour or destroy as well. And, you know, the humanity is lost in these organizations, these bureaucracies, because there's no accountability, as you say. And if you think that even there are good people in the VA, and certainly there are, they're trapped in a system that they have I don't believe they have the power to make the shift or change unless they left and went to the private sector. But then, of course, the money isn't flowing there. They're fighting actively against it.
Yeah, it's just like the situation where, you know, Dr. Hooker helped with Dr. William Thompson, the CDC whistleblower. There's good people in all organizations. It's just that they are attacked by their peer group if they step outside and do the right thing. So you're absolutely right. I'm sure there were good people in the VA. I've met some good people in the VA. But that doesn't mean that the constituents of the VA are the same as those that pull the strings of the VA or you know, the leadership that is either one motivated by the right energy and spiritually aligned, or whether they have some other agenda that is at the very least suspect and otherwise, you know, just blatantly obvious.
Well, and we come to this Senate bill that they passed, and I don't know that it's been gone through Congress on the other side or the president hasn't signed it yet, but basically a mandatory vaccination bill for veterans. They come back, like I said, we talk about this, and suddenly now they're going to be, what will happen? Will they lose their benefits if they don't get a chickenpox vaccine every year, if they don't get a flu shot every year? I mean, this is where this is going?
Yeah, I think that it's going to take mass protests. And I wasn't there at the CDC rally, but I heard it was some pretty amazing things. In fact, you read to me, I think it was off the air when you read it to me about what
RFK Jr. said. Yeah, I just called them out. And, of course, they're ignoring it altogether because they've got no other option to just try and pretend it doesn't exist.
Yeah, I'm hoping that somebody got that on video.
Oh, yeah. No, it exists. I haven't seen it yet either, but that's something we're going to keep following on. But, you know, look at this desperation to get everybody in the net, because listen, who pays? Is it the U.S. taxpayer? I guess somewhat indirectly, but you know, when they add $1 or $10, whatever it is they add to each vaccine that's given so that the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program is funded to pay out the billions that it has, even though it probably should pay out trillions based on the real number of people who are injured. And now they're going after the veterans who suddenly will find themselves, if they refuse a chicken pox shot, a shingle shot, whatever becomes mandated, that they'll likely lose their ability to go in to get whatever health care, even if we don't believe it's the right kind, but they'll shut them down from that too.
if people understand what the real agenda is and what the real plot is, I think things would change pretty dramatically. And I think right now it's just that most people are apathetic. And this is just the tip of the iceberg, only the stuff that's surfacing. We don't see all the things underneath. And it's all coming to an head. I can see why some of the extremists on whichever side you talk about, you know, the end of the worlders, as they call them, or the, you know, I can see why they would say that, because it's so, it's building up to such a crescendo, it's almost cataclysmic. And so it's I can understand why they feel that the coming of Christ, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, well, the violations of, are so egregious at this point,
yeah,
that you begin
right.
to come to that, you know, you do the math and you go, all right, what else could it be? And, of course,
right.
whatever paradigm you see the world, whatever glasses you were to see the world through, is going to be the thing that you'll start referencing these things. And you become increasingly desperate, especially if you take power away from people, or you suppress them long enough, or you occupy their house, you sit in their kitchen, they don't want you there. There's going
exactly.
to be some level of blowback that seemingly our, let's say, governments around the world, many of them, not just the United States, but many of them, just don't get the concept of cause and effect,
right.
karma.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's exactly right. And here's the thing. For people that are listening to this and thinking that, you know, are we doomsdayers? We're not doomsdayers at all. I would like for people to remember that before anybody gets healthy, I want you to think of a hot summer. I don't know how it is down in Florida, but probably the same type of thing, Robert, in Charlotte here.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine in the middle of the summer, you know, you walk out of your house and the sky has that grayish, like blunted color, the grass is kind of brown, it's just hot, it's muggy, and then it rains, and the next day the sky is a crystal blue, and the grass is beautiful green and lush, and it's just so gorgeous, and you know, you're like, how beautiful is the day today? But what happened between that brown grass and the dusky and the gray sky, and then the sky becoming blue and the grass becoming green?
Let's find out about that storm after this break. We're doing Advanced Medicine, as we do each and every week, here with Dr. Roger Bidhar on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out at robertscottbell.com and medicalrewind.com if you miss the show. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So the storm came and the grass got green again. But what was your point about the storm? Is it the storm that people dread, the storm that people embrace? I mean, I guess everybody looks at a storm differently, but ultimately the rainstorms do bring life, do they not?
Absolutely. It's the cleansing. It's the Herxheimer's response that we feel when we start going through that detoxification reaction. That storm is a detoxification. It's a cleansing. It's a washing away of the old and allowing the new to come in. And some people do embrace it, and some people are scared of it. But the point is that you cannot have the new without the shedding of the old. And if the shedding of the old occurs, whether it's harsh or not, it should always be embraced, because that's where the new growth starts. The intestinal lining sloughs off before the new one happens. In the cycle of all female, for all species, the female sheds off the endometrial lining once a month, or whatever the cycle is of whatever animals. But in humans, once a month, the woman has her menstrual cycle. That's shedding off the old, the new's coming in. We shed our skin every day, constantly. We're shedding our old skin, and the new skin's coming in.
Make way for new, yeah.
Exactly. And so that's what's going on here. And so no matter what the negatives that we see in front of us, we must also understand that in order for the new to come in, the old must leave.
But Dr. Bitar, the consciousness of those in charge, let's just go back to that. I won't even talk politically now. Let's talk medically, allopathically. Talk about, what do they call these iconoclast category of drugs? I can't remember the name, like Boniva for osteoporosis, right? And what they do is they evidently break down, they stop or slow the breakdown of old bone tissue. And what happens is there's abnormal tissue development after that that they neglect to tell you about, perhaps, even though it's listed as a side effect, because they say, hey, we want to keep your bones strong, so let's just stop the breakdown. Negating completely what you just said, that in order for new bone tissue to develop, we have to allow the normal breakdown of old tissue so the replacement healthy tissue can arrive.
Well, you can actually extend that to all pharmaceuticals. As a general rule, a pharmaceutical is designed to block, inhibit, stop a reaction.
And as you know, we've talked about this, and in my book I talk about the number of reactions in the body, and to just remind people, for those that don't know, there are over 100,000 reactions per second per cell going on in our bodies. And then how many cells do we have? Well, you can read the book and see the number, the exact numbers in there, or you know, rounded plus or minus a couple of, I don't even know what the number would be. It's way more than, you know, it's like
lots of zeros.
27 zeros at the end. But yeah. The point is this, you can't even count the number of reactions that are going on in the body at any given instant. And these pharmaceuticals, like you talked about this one particular drug, but all mm-hmm. pharmaceuticals, as a general rule, the vast majority, I mean 99% plus, are designed to inhibit, block, stop these reactions from occurring. Whereas a supplement or a mineral, those are usually the opposite. They are actually trying to enhance a reaction from continue.
Right.
And whenever doctors use a natural supplement in lieu of a drug for the same type of effect, to me, that's the same insanity. I don't care whether it's a natural substance or it's a pharmaceutical. If you're using something to block a reaction,
yeah,
that is not sound physiology. Now, if there were drugs that enhanced reactions, I would be actually for it. So this goes back to when, remember that nurse practitioner we had online that came on a couple months ago, and she started by saying, you know, how I was one of the greatest healers or something. You remember that? And I kind of stopped her, and I said, wait a second, what is so natural? I appreciate right. the accolade, but what is so natural about taking a metal needle
yeah.
and sticking into the arm of a human being
yeah.
and then giving them a synthetic amino acid like dimercaptan, propanol sulfonate, or ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid? There's nothing natural about it, because we are now in a situation where we have extraordinary amounts of toxicity, extraordinary amount of things happening to the body, and that calls for extraordinary means.
Yeah.
How, if you want to say that my goal is to reestablish natural balance, yes, I would go with that. But there's nothing natural with what we're doing. And here's the thing. If you have a synthetic item, like EDTA, for example, right, or dimercaptan propionyl sulfonate, or any of these synthetics, I'm all for it. Why? Because I'm using that, that's inert, goes into the body and does something to enhance the body from moving forward. It binds to the metals and it pulls it out. It chelates the metals out, allowing now the body to start working again, because it's pulling out all the stuff that's blocking the metabolic cascade from continuing. So if you look at most drugs, look at them, calcium channel blockers, beta blockers, ACE inhibitors, every one of these drugs, and you can go across the board, all drugs, as a general rule, are designed to block something from happening.
PPIs,
so you are, you know, the anti-diarrheal drugs, you know, all diarrhea drugs, they don't work on elimination. They work on stagnation, stopping the bowel contraction, stopping the movement.
All right, well, we got to stop the discussion momentarily. We got to take a break here. Dr. Bitar is on fire. We're going to give him some water, not a drug, but water. Put it out, but that's good. That will help hydrate him as we go. He's doing it up here on Advanced Medicine. We'll tell you how to get more information after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're a new listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, every Monday we do Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar, and it is fantastic. A lot of this, of course, inspired by The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. That's Dr. Bitar's international best-selling book. It's linked up in the show notes as well at robertscottbell.com. You can hear us around the world right here on GCN, where you first hear it aired and archived there, and iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and Epic Times and, of course, UK Health Radio across the pond, the Atlantic Ocean, we call that. And now on the new talknetwork.com as well. But Medical Rewind's the easiest place to get Dr. Bitar's segments that we've done together with hundreds of hours now available for free to get you up to speed. Now, you were talking about the drugs. You were just moving. I just got out of the way, and you did need to drink some water, didn't you? You had to hydrate.
I did.
Yeah. But you're talking about blocking, inhibiting, stopping processes. And I was mentioning the Boniva and Fosamax, because the whole idea of stopping this osteoporotic scenario on modern medicine side, if you will, the allopathic thought form is, hey, let's just stop the breakdown, the bone breakdown. But they are completely ignorant, or if they're not, then they're just arrogant and they don't give a flip. It's about something else. Of the consequences, if you will. What happens when you stop a process of the body to other parts of the body or directly the body part that you're working on?
What happens is, I mean, it's a logical, I'm sure that's probably a rhetorical question, but it's a logical thought process that if you stop something, it's not going to go forward. And if you're not going forward, by definition, you're going backwards. If you're not living, you're dying. If you're not growing, you're decaying. So where growth stops, decay sets in. And that's the whole thing that has been escaping. You said that they don't give a flip or they're ignorant. I think it's probably a combination of both, because the key is it comes back all to 100 and some years ago on the Flexner Report and what happened, the educational system for physicians in the United States, and then it infiltrated the entire global medical community. So now America's got the supposed highest standard, yet we're like number 35 in healthcare. But it's infiltrated on every level, this concept of stopping reactions, because everything is a revolving around pharmaceuticals that are designed to stop, and nobody recognizes, or very few people are recognizing and remembering, that the actual essence of healing is understanding physiology, which is how the body works. And this is where the works of some of the like Guyton, who did the Guyton's textbook of physiology, those texts are used in the first year of medical school and then ignored afterwards. And yet to me, they're like the most important aspect of medicine. In fact, you know, Bruce Lipton and his work, I remember the first time I heard his work, and I was driving the car. Actually, our friend, mutual friend Alden, had sent me one of the segments to listen to.
Right.
Because he was doing the videos then, the ones that you did, you know, narration for 12 or 15 years ago. Actually, 2001, so 14 years ago. And it was interesting because I'm driving in the car and I'm listening to this and I start laughing. And I don't remember, somebody was with me in the car and I said, "What are you laughing at?" And I said, "I just realized why we're getting the clinical results." I was kind of like a monkey, you know, doing something, not realizing what I was doing. I just knew that I was getting results. But Lipton actually explained why I was getting those results, because he was talking about how the expression of the genetic code is based upon the environmental trigger. And the reason I was getting such good success in medicine was because I was changing the environmental trigger by detoxifying the person, and by detoxifying the person, the trigger no longer, the environmental trigger that was causing the problem no longer existed, and it allowed for the body to reestablish a norm and start to continue to heal, because the body's own innate mechanism to heal is self-contained. So it's amazing. All you got to do is get the hell out of the way.
Yeah.
Because if you can get out of the way, then things can start happening the way that they're meant to be. The physiology can take over. And that's the reason the principles in my practice, my entire philosophy, can be summarized in one word, which is detoxification, because all I'm trying to do is get us out of the way.
Yes, exactly. I remember Bruce Lipton as well talking about the ruling class are like operating from a reptilian brain. Just
That's
consume
right.
everything in your way, no consequence. And, of course, that didn't last forever either. And when we go into the geopolitical realm, because we always like to take our healing principles and apply them everywhere as opposed to be isolationist in our principled view of the world, that's what, you know, what happens. They say, well, that works. That sounds good over there, but not here. But no, these principles work everywhere. And so the concept of shutting down or suppressing, as you said, the environment, you damage and weaken the environment, and you weaken what grows there. You change and alter what grows there. And in the same way, we talk about the not the vaccine terrorism at this moment, but other forms of terrorism. You say, you know, what gives rise to it? And of course, it's you know, it's like preschool discussion on the government level about it, because like Ron Paul warned us, it's like, you know, you occupy somebody else's land, they're going to resent it, and they're going to, you know, we're going to call them terrorists. It's just like, come on, grow up and be able to discuss this. Even Vladimir Putin, and I'm not, you know, I'm not a Russian, but I can respect someone who's calling all the world leaders to the carpet and say, let's be adults here, let's talk about how this happened, and maybe we can make a change for the better, as opposed to just dropping bombs everywhere.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If you sit down and you look at the perspective of the other side, then there's an understanding. If you do it with an open mind, rather than how most people do it, and the reason most people do it the way they do it is because the leaders are pushing, you know, they use key words like, are you patriotic? Are you, I'm very, very aware and privy to this, because when I was young and a soldier, there were certain things that we were told, and we did certain things in the name of God and country that, you know, if you were actually thinking from a conscious mind and you weren't thinking from a, you know, like the coaches get somebody riled up right before a game, you know, you start looking at it from a balanced perspective, you start realizing, wait a second, what we're doing is wrong. It's almost like getting two dogs in two corners and getting them agitated so they can fight with each other, or cockfighting, or whatever you want to call it. You know, when they put the roosters into those fighting roosters, they're agitating people to get into conflicts.
To the animal brain, right?
Yeah, exactly. The reptilian brain, exactly.
Yeah, and listen, we understand how we can do that, even medically, by promoting hypoglycemia, for instance. If you don't give the nutrients and sugars needed for the higher functions of the brain, then you go into animal brain mode. If you've ever been so hungry you're out of your mind, you know, you'll rip somebody's head off. You're just so agitated and ready to eat. So these are things that we know how to manipulate and control those things. And we are being manipulated. I say we, the collective we, but you understand we. What I'm saying is that I'm looking at the global stage of events. I'm looking at the events even, you know, from state to state, city to city. Oftentimes, the Hegelian dialectic is played out by pitting, you know, one dog against another, one rooster against another. And rather than appealing to the rational brain in a healthy individual that has some love and some gratitude and all the basic things that we can maybe say, well, we'll learn about that spiritually once a week and then not apply it the rest of the week. And this is the way
that's a very common thing. You see how convenient that is?
Yeah.
The once a week spirituality, you know, whether you go, which no matter what faith you look at, you know, it's that once a week you go and you kind of repent, or whatever you want to call it there, or give some homage, not on a daily basis. And that's another way I think that the system was designed to detract people from maintaining that connectivity to the higher soul energy, you know, universal consciousness, God, creator, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, you're talking about staying connected to the source of all sources, whatever you call it. And you know, so much of you know, you talk about the spiritual toxicities in the nine steps to keep the doctor away as well, that is as critical as anything, because no matter how much good work you do on a physical basis, even an emotional, because we can see some distinction between emotionality and spirituality, that if there's not, for instance, that deep connection and deep purpose, that will to live we've also talked about, that all the good works you can do on every other level can be for naught.
Yep, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And so we have to make sure that we maintain exercise. It's like any other muscle. The more you exercise it, the more you start to benefit from it, the more you appreciate it, the more value it takes on, and the more you realize the importance of it. So it's in order to maintain that balance, it is important to remember that.
And this is why you're way healthier than I am, because you don't have to read the news ever. You know, that kind of stuff can bring people down. It can depress you. It can get you caught up and trapped in a trap, really.
You know, I mean, you just made this comment. I mean, I don't know that I'm healthier than you. You're a lot more conscientious about maintaining your diet. I'm a little bit looser on that, but you know that the only news, I've said this many times, I only get my news whenever I'm
on the show. I know, which is healthy. It was like, that's another irony here, because, you know, we're doing a show 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. You come in for a very special hour each week, which I cherish, and we have a great time elevating that discussion, bringing the healing principles into it. And, you know, many people, they pay attention to the news, even though they're halfway here with us too, and they can be brought down, and suddenly they're trapped again. So it's like a habit. How do we fill in the old, for those old enough to know, fill in the old record grooves and make new paths that are more positive and beneficial, as opposed to those that are easily manipulated into a state of depression and anger and all of these other things?
Yeah, you're right, Robert. And I've had patients actually tell me, people that may not have even heard the radio show before, and I'm amazed at how many people don't even know we do this radio show in my own practice. That amazes me. I know how far of a reach we have, and yet it amazes me when people find out.
In our own backyard, I know.
In our own backyard, yeah. I mean, people that are in my office come in, they had no idea. I just had somebody about a month and a half ago that had no idea that we did a radio show. And actually, this patient's been a patient of mine for almost 2 years, and it was just a regular follow-up. They're doing great. They had mercury issued, and doing great. And said something about the radio show, and they said, "No, I didn't even know you did a radio show." And I said, "Yeah, every Monday. I've been doing it for like 5 years," and they had no idea. And I made the comment. I said, "Yeah, well, actually, you know, Robert brings up. I told him, you know, about you being my co-host. They didn't know who you were, which I found amazing. I was like, you don't know who Robert is?" And then they said, they said, I made the comment, well, Robert, you know, talks about the nine steps all the time, and he goes, the patient says, what nine steps? And I said, I said the nine steps, you know, and he goes, oh, the nine steps of the video. I said, yes, he goes, the nine steps to optimum health, the video. And I said, yes, but you know, the book. And he goes, which book? And I said, my book. And he goes, your book? And I said, yes. And he goes, you wrote a book, Dr. Patel? I'm like, are you freaking kidding me?
How did you get in here?
I mean, he's been a patient for almost 2 years.
Wow.
And he's watched a nine step video and many times, and he follows his principles. He's actually brought other family members in, one of his coworkers, actually one of his employees, but he had no idea that I wrote a book, you know, 5 years ago. I didn't know we did the radio show, and still, you know, very, very, methodical, conscientious patient who's been doing all the right things, and he's following the nine steps, but he had no idea there was a book. He was like, when I showed it to him, he was like, well, I saw that up there. He goes, I never bothered looking at it because I just figured it was somebody's book that had been written that you were recommending. And he said, I only listen to you. I don't listen to anybody else. He was so excited. I autographed a copy of the book and just handed it to him. He was like ecstatic. You would have thought that it was like Christmas early or something. So
yeah, you know, you should have made him buy 100 just for not paying attention.
Well, you know what, though? He was doing the right thing. I mean, he was so focused.
Oh, it's classic, classic. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and wrap it up with Dr. Patel. Great stories to tell on healing. A little bit more about the veterans being mandated to get vaccinated as well. I want you to keep up to that so we can stop that in its tracks after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want Le Cig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from Le Cig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeCig.com. LeCig.com. Kick some ash with Le Cig.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
They have classic stories of folks that are right in front of your face, you're in front of theirs, and they don't see certain things. At the same time, you mentioned this guy was so focused and doing the right thing, it almost didn't matter. But then again, if we're also out here to help other folks, we got to kind of widen our net just a little bit when we're ready.
Well, you're right, Robert. And the thing is, he was actually doing that exactly. He was telling other people, and he was following the nine steps, but he was doing all the right things, but he was very focused. And one of the things that I asked him, because to me it was like, I think you need more treatments, man, because you're like too, it's either your memory or something, because there's no way you could have missed it. And you know what he said to me? It was really, it really felt good to hear him say that. He said, I remember you telling me when I first became a patient that don't listen to anybody, including me. I say this to patients. I said, yeah. Don't, just because I say it doesn't mean anything. Don't listen to anybody else. Don't listen to the internet. Don't listen to, your minister or your priest or your rabbi or your malvi or your imam or your, don't listen to anybody. Don't listen to your doctors. Don't listen to your, why do I say that? Because I want people to understand God gave you each a brain. Take the information, but don't accept it as gospel truth. Because the government says it, it's not true. Because I say it, it's not true. It has to appeal to your own intellect. Get a balanced perspective. We just talked about that early in the last segment about getting a balanced perspective, right? Get the balanced perspective, and if it resonates with you, then follow it. And he told me, this patient said to me, he said, when you said that to me, it made so much sense that I have now blocked out certain things. So from the periphery, I may notice it. And he said, I saw this book sitting there. I never even bothered looking at the book. I didn't look at the name. I didn't look at the title, anything. He said, but I have really started to rely on my own brain, and I've been resorting to information that I'm able to process. And he said, this was a compliment to me, I guess, where he said that I listened to what you said during our office visits, and I listened to the videos, the Know Your Options videos. And he said, pretty much after that, they have helped me get to this point, and I don't feel like I need anything else, so I haven't really looked, and so I've been really focused on that and listening to myself, listening to my own body.
That's
really what the message of the book is about anyway.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love it. And they took your message to heart and went to the other end.
Yeah, and didn't even know that the book was written.
Yeah,
so.
That's hilarious.
Hey, you know what the best part was, though, that I was able to accomplish what I was hoping to accomplish without anybody even reading the book.
Yeah, no, that'll do well for book sales. No, read the book. Get the book. Anyway, linked up here. I want to wrap up here with you because we started talking about the Senate bill that passed recently. It's Senate Bill 1203. And it passed in November 10th, not long ago. And then it's going to go to the House of Representatives and then up to the President's desk if it passes as written. And the big concern I have, and we all should be concerned for our veterans, is one particular paragraph clause that goes into the mandatory vaccines aspect. Subsection C-1, not later than 2 years after the date of the enactment of this act, the Secretary of Veterans Affairs shall submit to the Committee on Veterans Affairs of the Senate and the Committee on Veterans Affairs of the House of Representatives a report on the development and implementation of the Department of Veteran Affairs of quality measures and metrics, including targets for compliance to ensure that veterans receiving medical services under Chapter 17 of Title 38 United States Code receive each immunization on the recommended adult immunization schedule at the time such immunization is indicated on that schedule. So I'm not making this up. I read it verbatim, even though immunizations are not immunizations. We can get into that another time. But that right there tells you their plan is to make it mandatory, and if they don't accept them, they'll just withhold benefits.
You know, the most interesting, exciting, and disturbing all at the same time component of this is that they're barking up a tree that is not a very safe tree for them, meaning when I'm saying them, I mean the system. Mm-hmm. The reason that the United States is considered the freest country on the planet is because we have more civilians armed than any other nation. And that's one reason we have always been the at the forefront of freedom. And this reminds me of somebody from the UK that I talked to about 2 years ago, and he said, I hope you people in the United States remember that if you guys give up your weapons, the world is over for the rest of us. Right, exactly. Yeah. So there are people on the other side of the world that know this and recognize this and understand this. I'm bringing that up because the largest segment of the population that is armed, I'm pulling this, now this is conjecture on my part, but I'm pretty certain.
Real quick, we're up against the break.
I believe that it's going to be the veterans. And if you look at movies like Jarhead, done 10 years ago, 8 years ago, 7 years ago, even in those movies, people were saying no vaccines. They were throwing out their drugs. They were spitting the stuff out, refusing it.
Yeah.
So I think that they mandate this, there are going to be too many people that are going to
say no.
Refuse
it. You're right. Well, they'll keep pushing until they can't, and then it'll be too late. But for now, we're late. We got to go. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.